You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team, how we doing? Coach Dana Cavalia here with you, checking in with you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And today I want to talk to you about pursuing the wrong thing. Pursuing the wrong thing. Very positive, right? It is positive because so many of us out there are pursuing comfort. Comfort. And I feel this. Comfort is the enemy of growth. Comfort is the enemy of excellence. Comfort is the enemy. And I wrote about this today on my blog at danacavalier.com, but comfort is the enemy. A buddy of mine is Kenny Dichter, CEO and founder of Wheels Up. And he always says this: if you get comfortable sleeping in satin sheets, you won't want to get up in the morning. You won't want to go to work. You won't want to get after it. And it's so true, because comfort is the enemy. And most people are pursuing a life of comfort. They're pursuing a comfortable life. And listen, there's something to having enough finances to where you feel a level of safety. But that level of safety can even hijack your performance, because you get up a little bit later. You start your day a little bit later. You end your day a little bit earlier. You don't do as much. You'll do it tomorrow. You get to it tomorrow. And this is why I've always found that people that come from backgrounds, right, where they are maybe not in a great financial position, maybe they grew up in struggle, maybe they still struggle, actually have a competitive advantage. Some people have called it an immigrant edge, for those that come from another country, that come to the United States, that have to work, they have to grind, they have to start at the bottom and really claw their way up and differentiate themselves through their hard work and showcasing their desire and ability to just give it their all. That right there is a gift. It's not a deficit. It's a gift. But for everybody that's listening here today, right, a group of high performers, where in your life have you gotten comfortable? Where in your life have you sort of stepped back and said, you know what, I can start later. I can do that tomorrow. I'll get to that later. You know, or that to-do list or that weekly list of attack isn't complete because you'll get to it next week. You don't have to get to it this week. You'll get to it next week. That mindset is very, very dangerous. I've said this before and I'll say it again. You know, at Yankee Stadium, I had a sign on the wall that said, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Because any time in your life you're going to grow and get to the next level, you have to put yourself in a state of discomfort. And living in a state of discomfort chronically is also an issue. But when you are in growth mode and you're looking to grow something, build something, take on something more, you're going to be in a state of discomfort. Think about even something as simple as buying a home for the first time, a condo, something that you're just starting out with. That's a big step for you. I remember myself when I got my first car that was, you know, more than just a piece of crap that was a couple thousand dollars. I had to sign my name on all these different forms and I was responsible for making that payment for a period of time. That freaked me out. It put me in a state of discomfort. And then all of a sudden, I said, wow, I could do this. And that became comfortable. So when I went to do it again, it was easy. And then I did it again and it was easier. And it just became easier and easier and easier. Same thing if you know, you're taking out a mortgage. Same thing. It's like, wow, I have to put my name on this investment that's worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's my name. I'm fully liable for this. That could freak you out. It puts you in a state of discomfort. But then each month you make that payment, you get more comfortable, comfortable, comfortable. And eventually it's paid off. And you say, wow, that's awesome. Look what I did. But It requires you to be in a position in a state of discomfort first in order to get to the state of comfort. Same thing where if you're going to go into business and you're starting a business and you're going to go public with that business or that product or that new service that you're going to offer, you've never offered it before. How's the market going to receive it? Is anyone interested in this? Is anyone going to buy? What if somebody buys? What if I've never shipped it before? I've never given this service before live. I've done it in my head. I've done it on paper, but I've never done it live. You see? Discomfort. More discomfort. Doing the biggest deal of your life. Let's say you're in sales and you do a big deal. You've never done it before. You're freaking out. What? You're in a state of discomfort. Then you do that deal. And now you've done a deal of that size and magnitude before. Now, when you do it again, you're more comfortable. So you must always be in a state of discomfort for a period of time. It's totally normal. It's how we grow. It's how we get to the next place. It's how we develop. Now, we all know these people in our life that play it safe. They've just played it safe because they don't want to be in a state of discomfort. Comfort is the place in which they desire to be. Discomfort for them is dangerous. There's too much risk. The what ifs start coming into their head. What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I lose everything? What if, what if, what if, what if? But what if there's great opportunity in going after your dreams and pursuing what you've always wanted to do? What if? What if doesn't always need to be negative. What if could be very positive. What if I do this and my life changes forever for the better? What if? So you must put yourself in a state of discomfort. You must get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Discomfort leads to growth. Discomfort is what it's all about. Who are you afraid to reach out to today to do that deal? What are you afraid of in bringing that product, that dream, that service, that idea to market? Who is it that's out there that can change your life that you're saying, hey, I don't know if I should reach out. I don't know if I should call. I don't know if I should email. I don't know. What if? Get rid of all that crap. That's all nonsense, mind trash, loser talk. That's not what this is all about. You got to put yourself in a state of daily discomfort. And there will be what I call a volley in your life between times of comfort and times of discomfort. Comfort, discomfort. Comfort, discomfort. That's how it works. So when you start that business, high discomfort. When you get it going, you may be in a state of more comfort relative to that starting position of discomfort. And then when you decide to step on the gas and grow again and challenge yourself, again, that comes with discomfort. That's how it works. It's the volley of life between comfort and discomfort. Comfort and discomfort, comfort and discomfort, unstable and stable, unstable and stable. That's how it works. So you should not be in the pursuit of comfort. You should always be in the pursuit of discomfort, which in turn will lead you to excellence and will lead you to growth. And will lead you to your goals. And when you look at your life, you'll say, you know what? I took the risks. I took the chances. I gambled on myself. I made it happen because I took the risks. I flipped over the stones. I did what I'm supposed to do. I did what I'm called to do. And I always followed my gut, my instincts, and my internal compass. Even when things maybe didn't make sense to other people, they made sense to me and I went after it. That's the way you want to live your life. You don't want to be sitting back and saying, well, I should have done this. I could have done that. What if I did this? No. You have the chance right now to do it, to do it, to do it, to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. That's what this is about. Get comfortable with the uncomfortable. You'll be very happy that you did. And realize this, I always say, you got to know the rules of the game in which you play. The rules of the game in which you play. If you want to be a high performer, if you want to get, you know, to the next level, if you want to stand out, if you want to not be average, this is what you must do. You must take a risk and a gamble on yourself by going after uncomfortable situations. I years ago, I started a gym business franchise, multi-unit location, never did it before. Had to sign a commercial lease, never did it before. Had to do a build out, never did it before. All of these things, had to figure out how to run the operations and how to bill people, never did it before. Did we make some mistakes? Absolutely. But we figured out how to do it. And that taught me so much because I realized that the only thing that can stop me is me and not pursuing something because of all the risk. Instead, pursue it and figure it out as you go. It's sort of that ready, fire, aim mentality. Ready, fire, aim mentality. For those of you that know, I have a farm in upstate New York. It's called Freedom Farms. A couple nights ago, 4th of July, get home and I have 12 piglets that are born unexpectedly. They were supposed to come a couple weeks later. There they are. Never raised piglets before, but we're figuring it out. You know, we lost one the other day. We did. It's what happens in this sort of an environment, but we're figuring out how to keep them healthy, how to keep them alive, how to take advantage of those first 72 hours of life that are really important. We're figuring it out. You could do the same. You got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable doing things you've never done before. Too bad. If you want to grow and you want to go to your next place, that's what it requires. You thriving and embracing a state of discomfort. You do that, everything's going to change for you because you're no longer going to have fear. You're not going to be inhibited. You're going to say, let's do it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it anyway. Listen, everybody suffers from this imposter syndrome that everybody talks about. Everybody suffers from it. From the top to the bottom, everyone suffers. Those that win are the ones that say, I'm an imposter, I'm doing it anyway. I'm an imposter, I'm doing it anyway. I'm an imposter, I'm doing it anyway. Don't let it stop you. Dig in, go out today and be great. That's what I want from you. As I'm coaching you today, again, this isn't just a podcast where I'm talking to you and just going over theories and things like that. I'm coaching you. I'm a coach. I'm coaching you. Let me coach you. Get after it today. Put yourself in positions of discomfort and go after what it is that you want. Whenever you meet resistance, say, hey, this is discomfort. I need to be in this state in order to get to my next place. That's what I want from you. This is Coach Dana Cavalia. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show. If you did, give us a like, give us a thumbs up, head on over to iTunes, give us a comment, a rating, whatever they ask for over there. Just give it something good if you enjoyed today's show. And for those of you that aren't on the daily blog, head on over to danacavalia.com. Check that out. And for those of you that haven't seen the Becoming a Champion Show where I interview guests, head on over to YouTube. Last week, I sat down with Kara Golden, the CEO and founder of Hint Water. Amazing episode, truly, about business, life, taking risks. And next week, I'm going to have Papa John Schnatter. Another great episode. So head on over to YouTube, check out my channel, but get on that daily blog at danacavalia.com, 30 to 60, sometimes 90 seconds. Every morning, just a little punch to get you going. This is Coach Dana Cavalia. Go out and win today. That's what I want for you. Go out and win today. Let's go. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalia would love to be your coach. Head on over to danacavalia.com.